This is Dr. Feelgood from the Institute for the Not Yet Mentally Insane, here to warn you about potential side effects that listening to Nightmares with Malice Cooper may cause. You can suffer breaking out in a cold sweat, difficulty breathing, erectile dysfunction, bedwetting, violent convulsions, decrease in brain cells, random bowel movements, stroke, loss of hair, loss of consciousness and or sanity, and last but not least, possible death. If you suffer from any of these, please seek medical attention. But as always, keep it tuned in right here to Nightmares with Malice Cooper.
All right. I do have Carlo!
Yo!
On the phone with me, we're live now.
Oh, alright. Malice Cooper, you are the greatest thing since sliced bread, let me tell you.
Sliced bread?
Absolutely. Oh. You are the pride of Winnipeg. They should hoist you on their shoulders and carry you through the streets of Manitoba.
Oh my god. That would be awesome.
Absolutely, I think so. I would come over here and spearhead the whole project.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay, do it. Because
I just got to tell you one thing, though, honey. You are amazing. I love the site. I love the show. I love the music. It's. I'm finding out, you know, and I don't know much about it, but, like, I mean, I'm not deep into it, but I just, the more I listen to it, the more I find these cool songs and stuff. It's, like, really tremendous, and I as much as I can, I'm going to support you being in, you know, the U.S. and all, but you keep going.
Well, thanks, man.
So how you feeling?
Good. I just spent, the weekend. Total debauchery.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Me and Rick, we're both hurting units, boy, oh boy.
Oh, wow. So, I seen something that you posted about Kirstie Alley?
Yep. Well, Kirstie Allen is my nurse and friend, and it was her birthday.
Oh, okay.
And we went out for her birthday.
Okay.
And Out Loud, Rick's band, was also playing. So it was like a double party.
Oh, wow. You're party. Jamming.
Yeah.
And you still have a hangover, right?
Oh, no, I don't drink. They all probably are still kind of getting over that. But no, I was fine. I was doing everything sober.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, I figured, you know, somebody's got to drive everybody home.
Right. So you were the DD?
I'm always the DD. I'm the only one that can do that and actually be sober.
I stopped drinking a while ago. I just didn't get it anymore. You know, and after a while,
Well, I realized you can be funny without it.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
You can completely go insane and do insane things at a bar with your friends. They're all drunk, which is fine. And I'm completely sober, but I'm still, like, right in there with them, participating in all of the craziness.
Well, that's good, unless you surround yourself with people that are violent drunks. Then it gets to be a problem.
Look, there's borderline.
Yeah, we seem to have, like an overabundance of them over here in, like, the New York, New Jersey area.
I can see that, though.
Yeah, you get the typical beer muscle people. That, you know what I'm saying? They won't open their mouth until they get three or four in them.
Yeah. And then it's all bad.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. You know?
I don't like those people that much. I don't really, actually, none of my friends are like that, really.
Well, that's good. Well, you surround yourself with a higher echelon of people like I do.
Maybe they just don't mouth off to me. I don't
They're probably afraid of you because they know you'll kick some ass.
Oh, no. Not to my friends. Actually, no. Not to really anybody.
They wouldn't dare tangle with Malice Cooper.
Yeah, they would. All 84 pounds of me?
Hey, but you're a wiry 84. There's a big difference. You know?
I'm 110, you guys. Come on. Give me some credit.
Eight in your pocket?
What?
Yeah, if you had 10 in your pocket, maybe. I think my meal at lunchtime was more than that. 84 pounds.
No, I weigh 110 pounds. He's like under exaggerating.
No.
Yes, yes.
Because he came up with an exact number. He said 84.
Yeah, well,
he didn't even round up. Because he's got the scale in the kitchen that's underneath the little plate that you pull out every other.
Hey, it's the same one he weighs himself on. So
yeah, that's the one we used to wear. I think the scale that I used to weigh the Coke on was fucking heavy. I can't. You're too funny. We gotta get you down here. You come on Law and Order with me. You're definitely a carry. You could be one of those rock club chicks that like murders people.
Yeah, I could.
I'm shooing for that part.
Yeah, but then I'd have to sit on set all day, waiting for the director to go action.
You know what? It's really fun, but it's like. Sometimes it's like so boring because in between shots,
with security on me all the time going, do you need anything? And then they don't even bring me a coffee, you know, so.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I do those acting projects, let me tell you something.
What?
They give you soup to nuts. They feed you. I can't complain about that. I mean, they give you anything you need. But it's just like when they're in between shots or something, they have to set up another thing. It's like hours and like, you know, how many fucking games of Words with Friends can you play?
I don't know, but I don't even have a cell phone, and if I did, I'd probably like totally screw it up somehow because I'm electronically challenged. The fact that I even do this is a miracle. So
you don't have a cell phone? What do you got? Two tin cans and a string?
No, when I'm out, I'm out. You can't get a hold of me.
But you don't bring it with you, in other words?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that. You know, what happens if somebody needs to get a hold of you?
Bummer.
You send a pony.
My dad will drive to the bar we're at. My dad will hunt us down.
He sends a carrier pigeon with a note tied to its leg?
No, he actually, usually my parents know where we're going.
Oh.
So they'll just come there and get us if there's a emergency or something.
What, you got a curfew?
No. No. They're just good like that. If there was the house alarm going off or something, you know, they come and get us.
That's awesome. That's like they're your own personal saviors. Look at that. I like that. I love that.
Extra security. Gotta have it, man.
Nobody messes with Malice's dad, man. That's even worse than messing with the 84-pound wiry Malice.
Yeah, and he's not much. He probably weighs 140, maybe.
Okay, alright, so he's up there. He's up to fight.
He's taller than me, so.
Oh, okay. I think everybody is taller than you.
No, Eric Singer's not taller than me.
Eric Singer.
Martin Short is not taller than me.
Wow.
But he's short, so.
How about Snooki?
I don't know, I've never stood beside her.
Yeah, she's a tiny one, though.
Well, how tall is she?
She's got to be, I'd say, 4'11".
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's smaller than me a lot.
Yeah. maybe 5'5", 5'1", pushing it.
Huh.
She's down. She's, you know, she's in the boondocks.
She's like my mom. Just comes up to my boobs.
There you go. Well, that's a good thing.
Not really. It's kind of creepy.
Maybe like Joe Pesci.
I don't know, it's kind of creepy hugging your mom when she's like there, you know, because, I mean, as a child, obviously, you know, as you grew.
You've been there before.
Yeah, true enough. But still, I think the guys like mom's boobs way better than the girls do.
Well, yeah, I could see that, you know, especially if they're a mama's boy.
Well, yeah, of course. Or they got took away from it too soon and they're,
exactly,
like, psycho. You know, but
have you talked to my boy Steve Keller from Ripped? He's on a roll, man. They're doing really good, man.
I know. I keep watching his posts and liking them. And
yeah,
they're just going and going and going.
He's the house band for our show, and he did a really cool theme song for us. And then I think I'm going to be going to see him next week. He's playing because I got a night off for once on the weekend, and I might go see him. He's playing with a Led Zeppelin tribute band called Black Dog, which are really cool.
Oh, cool.
And it should be a good show. And I always try to go. Steve's always coming to my shows and supporting me, and I want to try and help him out. But Ripped, if anybody's out there, all you people out there listening, man, go check out Ripped. They're a great band. I think he's online somewhere. Steve Keller, you can friend him on Facebook.
Steven.
He's a good dude, and he puts out some good music, man, so support him.
He's under Steven Keller.
Steven Keller. He's a little, he's a little proper. I call him Killer Keller. That's my
I can see that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, he's actually got to get on the show again because I think his interview, like, because I can only have those things up there for so long.
Right.
You know, so, because I use the free things because I'm cheap. Well,
right.
Being a musician,
right.
I mean, you're broke. Right. But I mean, if I could do acting and actually get paid, hey.
I'm telling you, you would be, let me tell you something, you would get a lot of work as an actor, actress, because you have that rare look, you know what I'm saying?
What, creepy?
No, it's not even that, you're interesting looking, you know what I'm saying? You're not just a regular schmo like me, I'm stereotypical, you know, I can only play some, I can't play like a doctor, I'm going to play a gangster or some other stupid schmuck, you know?
Well, they said I had the school teacher look going on. On Saturday. I don't know what that means, but okay.
I see that with the little skirt on. And
no, I didn't have a skirt on either.
No?
That's the weird part.
The naughty school teacher glasses, like on the bridge of your nose?
Well, I just have a pair of glasses on, because otherwise I can't see.
There you go. See, that's what they were probably doing. You probably look like one of those people that gave every kid detention that she hated.
God, I hope not. No, I don't want to be that teacher, actually.
What your shows, do you archive them for a certain amount of time?
Well, they get on Podomatic for like 3-4 months.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I advise everybody to take it off of there and put it in their own players, you know.
Right.
For however long they, I mean, forever if they want to keep it up forever, I don't care.
I think I had the first one I did. I wasn't sure. I think I saved it on my iTunes somehow.
Well, if you ever need it again, you just got to ask, because I have them all saved.
You are the greatest, I tell you, though, but I appreciate, you know what I'm saying? I got a website now. I got it finally up and running where it's, like, really...
Oh, good.
So if anybody wants to go check out my website and let me know what you think, it's www.carlobalerio.com. And I got some pretty big news. Like I said, besides doing all the acting and stuff, you know, my first love is comedy. I'll always be doing that. That's first and foremost. Anytime I make a business card or they ask me what you do, I say comedian / actor, because that's my roots and that's what I love doing the most. I love being on stage and making people laugh, which is not an easy task, let me tell you.
Well, see, what I need is an investor and a manager to get my ass going to places like acting or somewhere, because I'm really crappy at all that. That's, you know what I mean? Like, I know how to do everything, but I'm crappy at getting everything going there.
I can direct you to sites online, but I don't know if they reach Canada. There's a site, it's $5 a month, it's called Casting Networks. You go in there, you fill out your profile, and you put up a picture, and it'll tell you, like I'm in the Northeast region, and I'm sure they have it in Canada, too. And then you sign up, and then you go into that site, you know, as often as you want, and it'll list all the stuff that they have going. And then you just submit for that role. It's like two clicks of a button, and you can get your feet wet like that. You probably start out doing extra work, which, you know, doesn't pay well at first, but it's just, you know...
It's minimum wage.
You know?
Yeah.
And then eventually you'll get a speaking role. And once you get a speaking role, all you have to say is two words, and you'll get a SAG card, which means Screen Actors Guild. All you have to do is say two spoken words, and then you practically triple your salary once you get the SAG card. But it's fun, you know. You know, it's worth it. Casting Networks, check it out. I'm sure they have something in Canada or that region. I mean, it's all over the country, so I mean,
well,
I don't see why it wouldn't include Canada.
What about that IMDb site or whatever?
IMDb is for people who are actors, and that's where they list their credits. You can fill out a profile.
Well, isn't that kind of the same thing then, or no?
No, this is more like if I'm a director of a movie, I'm going to list my movie and I'll list everybody that was in the movie.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? You have to have stuff already in there to go in there, but you can fill out a profile and then eventually, you know, edit it as you go and say, okay, today I did this, today I did that. But that's basically for like a movie company when they make a movie. It's more like a Wikipedia for movies. You know what I'm saying? If you want to know anything about a movie, it'll tell you how much it grossed, what the soundtrack was, who was in it, and then, you know, you click on that person's profile, it'll give you all the stuff they've done. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
The body of work. But I love that site. I mean...
Well, okay, you know what? Facebook, the link to me. I'll go check it out later.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Just for the fun of it.
But,
Because, I mean, I don't have money to travel anywhere, and I doubt they're going to go, we want you, we're even going to pay to bring you here. That's not going to happen.
Malice, never say never. You'd be surprised.
Well, I've never seen it happen.
Like I said, you know what? If you can't find work locally, you know, and you never know. But here's another thing, too. Craigslist has a ton of acting work. Now, I'm sure they have a Canadian version.
Sure it does. There are all those creepy people that bring you to their house, and you audition, and then they kill you.
Now, obviously, you got to be careful, but if you go under, I forgot what it is. You go under TV, film, and video, and under talent.
Yeah.
It'll list any kind of local stuff. Like, they'll say, extra needed for this, models needed for this. You know, some of them are probably shady, but I've gotten a lot of... I actually got a video with Dee Schneider. I was like,
you're kidding.
In a video off of Craigslist. I swear to God. You know what I'm saying? So you never know what you can find. But obviously you got to research it. You got to make sure, you know, it's not like...
That's what I need the manager for.
I'm sure you have people around you that'll guide you. You know,
no.
I'll help you out as much as I can. And, you know, as much as I can long distance, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
So, I mean, you know, life is good right now for me. I'm doing good. I had a little mishap right before the holidays. I got hit by a drunk driver.
And, like, walking or in your car?
No, it was in my car. I was coming home from a gig. It was late at night, and he just, out of nowhere, and I had a Ford Expedition, which is a tank, and this thing got obliterated. I don't know how I'm alive right now.
Divine intervention.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I wound up breaking, like, a couple of ribs and, like, a concussion. I was in the hospital for, like, 4 days.
Jeez!
And, you know, you know what the worst part about the whole thing was?
No.
I had to miss the gym for, like, 2.5 months, which, like, killed me, because I'm, like, Mr. Gym.
Yeah.
Because I really enjoyed doing that. But, you know, I'm back on my feet now. I'm back in the gym. And the worst part about that was he didn't have no insurance either, this guy.
Oh, man.
So it was a whole big thing. But you know what? What doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
Yeah, but still, geez. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know,
well, doesn't your insurance cover for somebody that doesn't have insurance?
It is, but it's a pain. It's a whole big rigmarole. You know what I mean?
All those bastards.
You know, and I think he's going to get some jail time out of it. But you know what? It's almost not worth it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, okay, so he's in jail, and you're still hurt and need physio and whatnot. I mean, okay, you're going to the gym. Anyways, you know how to do all those exercises anyways.
Right, right. Yeah.
So you don't really need physio.
No, the messed up thing about the ribs is, there's nothing you can do for it.
No.
They just got to heal on their own. And
yeah.
It's like the worst feeling in the world because every which way you move, I mean, and this was in the wintertime, I mean, when I say you couldn't, from being cold and shivering, hurt my ribs.
Well, because it's like your insides, you're...
Oh, my God. I wish that on my worst enemy, that pain, let me tell you.
I believe you.
You know, but I mean, it's. I'm feeling better now. I'm in the gym like a little over a week. I'm getting back into my groove.
Oh, good.
My strength is a little diminished, but you know that's to be expected. You know, and then little by little, it'll come back. And like I said, I'm doing my comedy every week. You know, I got something really big.
That must be hard, okay? Because you're not supposed to really laugh. Because what does laughing do? Like, I mean, that's totally your ribs.
Yeah, you know, I had to take a break for a while. It's funny because, you know. But I
and you hang out with all funny people in the first place, so.
Oh my, yeah, it's like, you know, I had to hold a pillow to my stomach.
Oh my God.
I'm serious, you know.
I believe you. I'm picturing this. This is just like, talk about a comedian's hell. Honestly. Really,
okay,
because.
Here's something. A lot of times comedians get to do private gigs, which is better paying, but sometimes they're a nightmare. And I'll give you an example. A lady hired us to do a benefit. Now, it was for her son who died from like a rare cancer disease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Which I'm all for, don't get me wrong. Okay? So, she comes up, she addresses everybody in the room, and she starts talking about her son. And going into the details, and everybody in the room is bawling, crying in tears. And no sooner does she say that, she finishes her little speech, she goes, and now I'd like to bring up our comedian for the night. Jeez, why don't you just stab them and then let me perform to a dead audience? That was, oh my God. You know how long it took me to turn that crowd around to get them back into the, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, because everybody's like bawling.
That is the stuff we deal with, and then like a comedian's hell is playing in a bar where you have to stand up on top of the bar because the bar is so small and there's no room. I can go on for it's just funny, but you do it because you love it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but I mean, what an awkward gig.
Yeah, it is. You know, but what are you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? You gotta.
Well, money's money. I mean.
It's funny, but it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh my God.
Yes, I do, because I played a benefit for a young man who died, and his children needed money, you know, like set up a trust fund, give him a start, you know,
right. Give
him help. And I mean, the audience was so sad.
Well,
and the thing is, the guy that put it on says to me, oh, but he would have loved this. It's yeah, but he's not here,
But, you know.
Everybody's all crying and shit, and you're up there and you're trying, you know, and you don't know if anybody's really noticing you're up there, or...
No, I mean, that's one of the bad things, doing something like that, working in a crappy place in the middle of nowhere. Here's another one, you know, a lot of these restaurants want to do comedy shows, and they have, and it's got to be the right setup, too, and a lot of people have bars.
Mm-hmm.
All right, which, you know, I can't complain that they have a bar, but they have people at the bar, and it's so noisy, you would think that they would say, okay, nobody sit at the bar, we'll have a waitress come up to the bartender, but it's hard to do comedy over people that are talking loud at a bar. It takes a, that's another pain in the ass. And then if it's a dinner show where they're doing comedy in the dinner, one thing you should never do, and I hate doing this, is I tell them whenever we're doing like a dinner show,
yeah,
feed them, get them all finished, and then we'll start. Because when people are eating, they're not going to pay attention to you.
Well, they can't laugh when their mouth's full of food.
No, because, you know, they're talking. Everybody's going to make conversation while they're eating, and then they're going to be clicking plates and this and that. You know, I don't mind if you're drinking coffee or something, but if they're full-blown eating, I'm not going on until they're done, until the last plate is clear, because it's just, it's not fair to us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those are just a lot of the things that we've had to deal with as comedians, and
all the things we don't think of.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's one thing I did. We did this country club down in South Jersey somewhere. I forgot what it was, but it was like a very snooty country club where there's like only 100 members.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody loved us. And you would think, you know, sometimes you go into a gig and you think, oh, this is going to be a nightmare. And it turns out to be the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. These people were older. They were well-to-do. And they loved us, except for two people who sat in the back. They were the biggest uptight, snooty son of a bitches. They were Christian fundamentalists. They actually came up to
the perfect ones to pick on.
Yeah, you know, are you kidding me? And they happened to be like...
No, I would have... They would have been my target. That's like, target material right there.
But I didn't know till.
Are you gonna leave? Okay, bye.
No,
great, now we can have fun.
If I'd have known ahead of time, I would have ripped him apart, but my manager comes up to me, he says, not for nothing. He goes, those people come up to me, go, when is he getting off stage? I don't appreciate his humor. He would have told me, because this was happening while I was on stage, I had no idea.
And wouldn't even heckle you. So they're like quiet church people.
No, they were sitting there shaking their head, going, oh, and then, you know, the lady went.
What are you even doing there? Okay, for starters, comedian.
Came out for a night, you know what I'm saying? What were they expecting? A juggling act? Come on.
Well, okay, granted, not everybody is Andrew Dice Clay. But, think of the year we're in right now.
Right.
Everything's taboo, as it is.
You can't do like you did years ago.
Everybody
has to stick up their fucking ass about this or that. Racial humor, political humor. It used to be years ago, people would let...
You made fun of everyone.
You know? But it wasn't...
You made fun of the dog. And it was still funny.
Dirty that night. I'm not a dirty comic, per se. They were just uptight. They didn't like nothing. A lot of my humor is like about my Italian upbringing, about my life, my ex-wife. Oh, he didn't like the fact that... Because I was married to an Arabic woman. Okay, and
shame on you. Come on.
So listen to this. One of my jokes was, I should have known better than to marry an Arabic woman. The first time I went down at her, I cut my lip on a box cutter. That was about the raciest I got. And the lady looked at me like I just took off all my clothes and waved my penis at her.
You should have looked. I can't even say it.
You know what I'm saying? And she just had that look. You know when the people, like, you know, they gasp? Like, I didn't know this. If I would have known, I would have went right up to them.
So you couldn't see them then? That's the problem. You couldn't see that they were there?
No. And there was 300 people in this room, Malice, and they were the only two that could play. Everybody was raving about us. And the funny thing about it is they were, like, president of the board.
Ooh.
They were up there, like the...
Well, excuse me.
Whatever. But they had no say, but they were on the board, and they were, like, influential people.
Hypocrites.
And I got a pre-professional. I would have loved to went up to him afterwards and tell him off. But you know what? There are two people out of a room of 300 that didn't like us. I'll take those odds any day.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it's just funny.
Two people. You two know? Crappy people who don't have... a sense of humor. Why are you at a show that has comedians? Why?
I don't know. I guess they were thought we were going to be like Henny Youngman. Oh, Dr. Wells was here. My wife's like, you know, I'm not going to. That's not me.
That's not anybody but him.
Controversial either. We're, you know what I'm saying? To be a good comic nowadays, you got to be clean and you got to be funny. And dirty. You got to be able to go.
You know what? Whatever. We're on internet radio. There is no such thing as political correctness or anything. You can be as funny as you want.
Well, that's why I support that, because you get the freedom to do what the hell you want. It's not regulated. And hopefully, to God, it's not going to happen anytime soon, because then it'll really turn into, like, regular radio.
Well,
that'll turn into, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, today, to be a good comic, you got to be able to do work clean and blue. If you want to work. Because, you know, sometimes you get a gig, and they're like, yeah, they want to use you.
Yeah, the dice man's going to go, okay, I'm going to clean up my act.
No, see, he doesn't have a taste. He is a specific taste. They know what they're getting when they get him. You know what I'm saying? It's either you want him or you don't. But you got to be like that. That way you appeal to more people, because you know what I'm saying? I've had that happen to me where, you know, they want you to work clean, and I don't have a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm funny either way. I can adapt, you know what I'm saying? There's times when I'll tell you what, there's two guys that I've worked with over the past 10 years that are simply amazing. One of them is Vic DiPetetto, and the other one is the Reverend Bob Levy, who used to be on Howard Stern.
Mm.
These two guys are arguably the two funniest guys in the country, and they're like my mentors, and I've learned a lot from them. I mean, Vic is a married guy. He's like a young version of Pat Cooper. I don't know if you know who Pat Cooper is, but he was an Italian comic years ago, and he's like an angry guy. He's always talking about his wife, his kids. Bob Levy is an animal. He's like another dice play. I mean, I've seen Bob work a room for 2 hours without even doing any material, just messing with the crowd. It's hard to do that.
Well, Not really. I do it every day.
Not
that I'm on air.
Do that, you know. But it's funny. The people give you the material. All you have to do is ask questions, and they hang themselves.
I know. It's fun.
It is. And it's great. I mean, I love what I do, and I love acting. I mean, I've met so many celebrities.
Well, what have you got coming up right now? What's going on right now?
Right now, I'm doing a bunch of different series. I do a lot of Blue Bloods. I do a lot of Law and Order, SVU. I just did a show. I never worked on it before. I did a show on Channel 2 with, I don't know if you know the Chinese actress, Lucy Liu.
Mm-hmm.
I had a show called Elementary.
Nice.
And I did Person of Interest. And I'm working on, I just got an offer to do an Adam Sandler movie that's coming up as an extra.
It's called, cool.
Yeah, Three Mississippi. I'm hoping to run into him because he's really good. And then in October, I got something really big coming up. This is going to be the event of the year. And about 7 years ago, not even seven, about 5 years ago, I had gastric bypass surgery. I had weight loss surgery. I used to be over 600 pounds. And
you're kidding.
I had to have the weight loss. I had to get the gastric bypass.
Wow.
As a result of that, I have a lot of leftover skin that doesn't go away. And what happens is the insurance never was able to cover that because they consider it cosmetic. So, in October, Bob Levy is going to put together a roast for me. Instead of having a fundraiser for myself, we're going to have a roast, and they're going to donate the proceeds to me. I mean, I'm not a dying child of cancer. It's kind of selfish to have a fundraiser for yourself. So, we're putting together a big, big roast up in New Jersey, and it's going to be, like, a lot of big celebrities are going to come, and I'm gonna try and raise money to get that operation, but I'm excited about that, and all my comedy friends are going to get together and roast me, and that's going to be fun.
Well, I hope to see that.
I would have you come and roast me.
I would do that.
I would. If you're in the New York, New Jersey area in October, let me know.
I probably won't be, but... I'd love to be.
I'd love to have you.
It's not that I wouldn't love to be there. I'd love to be everywhere that everybody wants me to be. But it's like, I'm poor.
I hear you. I would give you 2 comp tickets, but you'd have to get your ass here. I can't get over that way because they won't let me. Because I was a bad boy when I was younger, so they don't let me in that country.
See, that's sick and wrong in itself. I'm sorry,
I don't understand that. What happens, let me ask you a question, because I don't know the Canadian laws. What happens if I got a gig and I have to travel out there? I'm screwed?
Well, if they don't allow anybody that has a record in, yeah.
Well, why, isn't that, like, unconstitutional?
Well, it's kind of discriminatory, if you ask me, but I mean, how are you going to sue the government to get in?
How? I understand that, but what's the big deal about that? I mean, like, why? I mean, like, I can understand.
Do I look like a politician to you?
I want you to help me understand it, because, you know, you're a...
I didn't have sexual relations with that woman.
Young boy. I mean, that I can understand that, you know what I'm saying? Something like that I can understand if it was, I was a pervert or something.
Oh,
I did small time shit, and I paid the price for it, but you know what I'm saying?
Well, I guess you have to go for some kind of exoneration or something.
No. They don't make exceptions at all? I mean, I have no idea how to...
I don't know.
I know hockey. That's what I know about Canada. I know hockey and Malice Cooper. That's it. That's what I know about Canada.
That's all you need to know about Canada.
That's it. Oh, and the movie Strange Brew. That's it. I forgot about Strange Brew.
And Rush.
Yeah,
don't forget about
Yeah, I can't forget Rush. You know? The 2 greatest things that ever came out of Canada, Malice Cooper and Rush. Unbelievable. But,
and we're both short, so...
This is going to be a good year for me. I'm getting my name out there more, and I'm trying to do what I can. And
awesome. Well, I think you're doing great.
Absolutely. Just get some people to come to my website and be great. And
okay.
Thank you, sir. I'm also on YouTube if you want to look me up. I got videos. I got a bunch of cool stuff.
Awesome.
I'm doing a lot of shit, and I support you 100%. Anything I can do for you, you let me know.
Man.
Metal Culture Radio, let me tell you.
Well, you're on 5 stations. It's not just there.
Oh, really? Where else are we at?
Live Paranormal.
Ooh, I'm into that stuff too, because I watch Charmed every morning.
Travel Radio Rocks.
Ooh, cool.
Radio Dentata.
Ooh, okay. Now, how many?
And WFLM. West Florida.
What's the size of your listening audience right now?
I have no idea.
Wow.
Because it's on iTunes and like all kinds of whatever pods, you name it. You need apps, it's worldwide.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. I love that. That's the beauty about the internet. The potential is limitless.
Exactly.
You know. But I'll be starting up my show again, the Wise Guy show again. I'm searching around for another place to host a show, because the one network we was on kind of like was a little fugazi, so I might be doing it on vidiots.com. If you guys check out vidiots.com, it's a really great site, VIDDIOTS. My friend Freddie Tenor runs that, and it's a really cool, he's a fireman, and he does a lot of, he's got a cool website. It's very interactive. I mean, my website is just me, but his site's very interactive, and so
oh, cool.
Anybody that's listening, check out that site. And,
go.
Friend me on Facebook, feel free, Carlo Bellario. I friend everybody, you know, and any questions anybody has or they need me for anything, I'm there. I'm Mr. All Around.
Perfect. I'll talk to you soon. I'll let you go for now.
Get Ian Keller on.
Yeah, well.
We'll do it three-way, as long as Rick don't mind.
Four-way, then.
There you go.
We'll just make him talk.
There you go. It was great talking to you again.
Take care.
Malice Cooper rules, and I love the show, and keep going, and thank you for having me on, honey.
Thanks, Carlo.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Aw. He's right. They should carry me around the city. Like that'll ever happen. This is Creeper, Screaming Demon.